Whose world is this?
The world is yours. The world is yours.
It's mine. Whose world is this?
It's yours.
Yeah. DJ World Premiere, the boy wonder. Young scoliosis. Smother pork chops on a bed of white rice with heavy pepper. Your fave pod could never. It's the German bomber. The pod father, red shirt Zaddy. And I'm joined with probably the best co-host one could ask for. Always reliable. Ladies and gentlemen, you might have seen him out here with the hard hat on, building the future of the Windy City. Those tall skyscrapers, he's building them for your families, condominiums. You feel me? You might have seen him out here with the butters on because it's that time of the year. But you never seen him in bootcut jeans. You never seen him in a Kango. You never seen my son with no edge-up. The Cabrini Greens mattress flipping champion in 1996. He took your lunch money from you when y'all niggas was eating pizza and chocolate milk. Rock was coming to school with leftovers. Young fried okra. Sat in a hat. It's the math god. Mr. Body Slamming John through a mattress. Derrick Rose ACLs. The leader of growth and development. In all of the urban neighborhoods. Of the Shy. Ladies and gentlemen, we have none other than Boo-Wah.
He brings me out, people. Yo, man. Yeah, shit. My boy, how you been?
Oh, man. It's been cold. It's been a different type of cold though. This is how I can tell I'm getting older. Cause I'm contemplating smoking in the house. You feel me? I ain't even getting the king size raw cones no more. I'm getting the shorties, the six packs, the joints that come in the six pack.
My life.
Cause I'm not finna be outside to bust down that King Kong, pause. No, this is a short break. I got gloves, nigga. No OJ. I got gloves, and you know what? I want y'all to know. This time of year is difficult for a young nigga that's bald on purpose, such as myself. Earmuffs, Scullies with the little dilly bob on the top. You feel me? Like I'm fully active. I'm protected. I told y'all last summer wasn't nothing protecting me but grandma's prayers. She doesn't condone me smoking clearly because the wind gust outside is fucking ridiculous. So yeah, that's me. That's how I've been living. How you been living, Wop?
You already know, bro. Shit. Obviously, I'm in the Windy City, so, you know, it's been fucked up, like, every other day. Like, we get that motherfucking El Nino type of weather. It's hot. It's, I ain't gonna say hot, but it's like...
It's fake warm.
Yeah, it's like no jacket weather. Like, motherfucker come outside for work on the first break around 11 o'clock, and it's like, damn, I want a barbecue a little later. Shit. Like... It's decent out here. come back out at 3 o'clock, you like, whoa, what the fuck going on, man?
Like you walked into a new city.
Exactly, bro. Like I got off the hyperbolic chamber or some shit, bro. Like what's going on? It's been cool though. You know, the holidays just passed and motherfucker ate pretty decent, whatever. You know what I'm saying? Just been chilling.
It's my favorite. I also want y'all to know it's my favorite time of the year because, like you said, it's the holiday season. And I know you said I bring you out, but let me tell you what the holiday season brings out.
Yeah. Let me bring it out.
This is not, if the shoe fit, then wear it. But the holiday season bring out the young ladies that don't like spending their own money. Mm. I'm not saying y'all broke. I'm not going to put that mustard on your jackets. If you have jackets.
I'm going to put that mustard on a glizzy. Don't fuck my
Some of them ain't got coats. They got jackets. And it's cold as fuck. It's 30 degrees outside. You pulled up in a North Face pullover. With a hoodie on under it. Like, shorty, just stay home. And I get it, because sometimes I joke, and I be like, a car plus a hoodie equals a coat.
Type shit.
But y'all be outside.
Broke. Brokies!
Cold. And sometimes you're not moisturized. That's a bad combination.
Ankles be ashy and shit.
I'm not even going to the ankles. I'm looking at the hands.
I ain't gonna lie. They do be ashy.
Some of y'all young joints. Pro tip from Dizzle himself. Stop braiding hair. I'm gonna say this with my whole chest. Please. Stop braiding hair. It's no reason why you 28 and your hands look like Cicely Tyson hands.
Miss Jane Pittman hands.
Shorty got slave hands?
God.
Like you've been picking cotton. You got the Lupita Nyong'os.
She used the first colored water fountain in 1943. God.
Stop braiding hair. I know it's a good hustle. I know it gets you some bread. Stop braiding hair. But yeah, this that season where, you know, joints that don't like spending their own money or the joints that miss what you used to add to their life, they start popping up. How you doing? Hey, stranger. It's been a while. You been a stranger what?
Apparently. I've been a stranger, you know? You know what I'm saying? Yeah, motherfuckers try to... I ain't gonna say spin the block, you know what I mean? If she's listening, because I don't want her to... You know what I'm saying? Take my words out of context, but that's what it seemed like. You know what I'm saying? You know, old spin the block. But when you spin that block, sometimes that block got a few potholes in it.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Sometimes that block got a, you know what I'm saying? Some new features, you know what I'm saying? Some remodeling been done to that block. You feel me?
You come back. Oh, damn, they raised that development? Oh, my God.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, they got a Starbucks over here now?
Oh, they is, huh? Okay. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? Like, and that just recently happened, you know what I'm saying? I don't want to misquote nobody. So, you know, WAP, you know, the people been wondering, wow. WAP on the red pill. You know what I'm saying? Well, it's because of a young lady, you know what I'm saying? My ex, you feel me? Who kind of just broke my heart but woke me up at the same time, you know what I'm saying? But long story short, you know, she reached out to me, you know what I'm saying, after a year or so. And like I said, I don't want to misquote her, so I'm going to get her exact quote.
Are you telling me that there's a potential that we might have a healed WAP in 2025?
I mean, I'm healed now, shit, honestly. But it may come off as I'm not healed sometimes, but for the most part, I am healed. Like, I get it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I get all the people may grow up hard, shit. I get all that shit. I just don't get with the back door shit, the lies and the bullshit. I don't get with that. So I ain't saying like it couldn't have been a reconciliation to some sorts, or even a later future, but it's gonna take more than this initial shit I've been hearing. So like I said, the old ex reached out, and might I say, it seemed very troll, you know what I mean? So she says, yes, I just called you private. I couldn't remember your number. Seems like you do, though.
I forgot your number one.
Mm-hmm. Seems like you do, but okay. But I just wanted to say, laughing my ass off, you're crazy. I just listened to your podcast randomly, and I'm sorry I hurt you. I see you call women creatures and saying stuff like you understand them more now. Laughing my ass off. I hear you talking about your ex and why a girl wanted to go to the club, LOL, like your friend said, you. You're too rigid, acting like an old man. Just go with the flow, Samir. These bitches can go to the club. That don't mean they gonna cheat or be sneaky. If you was okay mentally, we could have been linked one time. You must think I hate you or don't ever think about you. I just can't believe it's still the same year we were sending emails in February. It's been a long ass year. It took a lot to send this to you because I know I don't want you to spiral or, you know, be the stalky. I have no hate, and you was my man for a long ass time, took care of me, etc. And you've been on my mind. I think that's normal/natural. Hope you and your son are okay, but I know you only have like this hate towards me. So you probably like, why this bitch saying anything? But yeah, this creature wishes you the best and letting you know I'm human. And I have a heart. And I can't admit some things, Samir.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Hey, listen. As all the girls would say, a word. A word was spoken.
Was it not?
She ate. Listen, don't nobody know you like your ex know you, bro. And that go for all of y'all listening. Don't nobody know you like your ex. Y'all got it right here on the pod. WAP just went to therapy. He read that motherfucker. Look, it's a tear in his eye right now, right there in the corner, glistening. If he blink too hard, it's going to drop like Denzel in Glory. Stop calling these women creatures. You stubborn old man. I told you. I said the same shit. See, shorty on my side. I said, yo, you too stubborn, bro. You act like an old nigga, bro. Like, you an old nigga. You too young to be an old nigga. Shorty, back me up. Shorty, back me up. Listen.
And hit my drop now.
Psst. I see dead people. Wop, 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 wop.
Man, fuck you and Shorty. Fuck, man, listen. Go on with that goofy shit, man.
Hey, yo, what? We just had a breakthrough and now you going not pay the therapist?
Man, listen.
Now you don't want to schedule no more appointments because you ain't hear what you want to hear?
That's not why I don't want to schedule no more appointments. That's partially why. Because I don't even believe in therapy and none of that shit for real, for real. Motherfucker get paid to quote unquote listen to you or whatever. But nah, still all in all. It's like this, bro. When I read this shit initially, I'm at work. I'm like, man, what the fuck? This is just like super random. It's like when she said the first two lines, I ain't gonna even lie. I thought it was one of my other bitches. like who the fuck? Like, here this bitch go calling me private again. But then she sent a long joint. I'm like, oh, whoa. This who I think it is. That's crazy. Like, because of course, you know what I'm saying? I don't have her number no more or whatever because I'm blocked. So she calling me and texting me from a text now as app number or some shit. Because I know because obviously the message is showing up green. It's not from an iPhone. I know she got an iPhone. So.
She's protecting her peace.
Of course.
Or avoiding accountability. I'll let the fans decide. I don't know if women are protecting their peace or avoiding accountability. It's been one of them kind of weeks.
And I'm going to give her credit. You know what I'm saying? In her mind, I guarantee she's saying she's protecting her peace. You know what I'm saying? I don't want you to have my number right now because of how it ended and how I was, you know what I'm saying? I wouldn't lie. Like, yeah, in the end, because I don't know it's the end. And, like, in my mind, I don't know it's the end. Like, of course, in her mind, she's done with a nigga. So, in my mind, I'm just thinking, shit, I'm calling my bitch. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm calling you. You ain't answering, so I'm going to blow your shit down because you my bitch. That's in my mind. But the reality is, that's not the case right now. So, of course, she got every right to feel she's protecting her peace. I'm going to think you avoiding accountability. Because you know you did some foul shit in the end. And that's cool. I'm not even so much as tripping on that shit. It's again, why now? Why a year later? Last time I checked, you told me you didn't want to hear from me for decades. I didn't know a decade was a year.
Dog years are 7.
Still ain't a year. Still ain't a decade, my nigga.
Yeah. Listen. We healed. She's fully healed. And now that she's on her healing journey, you on your healing journey, cooler heads can prevail. You know what I'm saying? Y'all can have adult-like conversations. Like, y'all can go out to lunch, like at Panera Bread, and like, she'll get, you know, one of them bread bowl soups. You get a nice little adult grilled cheese sandwich. And y'all can sit and like talk and parlay and kick it. Oh yeah, tell me how things been going for you.
I've been fucking bitches that I didn't know. Cause you left me, bitch. That's what I've been doing. You left me, so I've been fucking bitches. And what's up? You trying to fuck?
And you haven't been having a good time with those young ladies either, right? So like, it's all pointing back to, you gotta go home. Home is where the heart is.
It is.
I see dead people. Wop, 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 wop.
You gotta go back to your person. Go find your forever.
It's yours. It's yours.
My person just gotta be willing to stand on business. That's all to it. She can't just think. And it's crazy. Like she used to always say this shit. You know, you can't tell a motherfucker how to feel. That's her line. Like, you can't tell me I can't feel this way over some shit you did. Like, I got every right to feel this way. This the nigga you created. I'm going to make you stand on business because the problem in our relationship before was that I used to be letting little shit slide. This the new age woman, the modern woman. You can't be as traditional. Nah. So I'm not on no traditional shit no more. You just gotta stand on business. That's it. The apology gotta be as loud as the disrespect.
Shit. That's a hurt woman bar. You still in hurt lady bars now?
No, that's a real nigga bar. That's a real person bar. I don't give a fuck who you is, man or woman.
So it's gender fluid. That bar is gender fluid.
Gender fluid. Motherfucker disrespect you. The apology need to be as loud. Simple.
You peep my son's fluidity? You peep my son's fluidity out here? Nigga, mad fluid and agile. Now come correct. In the text thread, Friday morning when you listening to the pod. Thank you for supporting the pod too, by the way, bae. Like we love all the supporters over here.
Oh God.
And next time you shoot a text, tell them like Dizzle, like DJ Be Right. And y'all both in a healed place. Y'all can get the matching ugly sweaters. Sit in front of the fireplace with some eggnog, maybe some Uncle Nearest in it, you feel me? And just put one in the air and like really just like, let's just talk. Let's just, how are you feeling? Like I don't, in the midst of all of this that's been going on, I ain't even ask you how you feeling. How grandma? She still been asking about me. That's cool, man. I miss her cooking.
But see, that shit don't work on my side. It work like that on her side. I'm pretty sure, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, some of her family members, probably only two for sure, though. Like, her grandma, you know what I'm saying? And, of course, her daughter probably feel that way. Like, would love to see me and, you know what I'm saying, would probably be happy we back together, anything like that. But I ain't going to say it's the same for my family. And she probably know that. Like, that's another, like, barrier, right? Like, she know it's some family members probably want to wring her neck to a degree just off of how they seen me after the breakup. Like, they knew I was hurt. And, of course, families, you know what I'm saying? Everybody gonna have an opinion, like, you know what I'm saying? But this, and it's always been me. I never gave a fuck though. Cause if this the motherfucker that's making me happy and motherfuckers ain't rocking with it and they don't have no real validity behind it, I don't get no fuck. Like,
well, see, the family always like that with men. On men's side of the family, after the breakup, the family always picks the men. Because men be hoeing.
Shit, nigga, that's why.
Well, because men be hoeing. Men bring them home too early sometimes. And sometimes your family is kind of, you know, kind of weary of these young ladies. See, women, when you go meet a woman's family, you always the best nigga they ever brought home. Mm-hmm. They've never met a nigga like you when you go to her family crib. If her daddy around, you get along with her daddy. Y'all sit down, y'all drinking Coronas, watching college basketball together. Mama love you because you make her daughter happy, and she thought it would never happen for her daughter. And the rest of the family like you because you good. You can entertain. Like, niggas have to put in a little bit more work. You bring a woman to the crib, she don't get in the kitchen with your mama and your sisters, they already turned their nose up. Oh, this bitch don't cook. That's why you getting skinny. We're going to send him home with an extra plate. She don't cook. You just want to sit around a man? Like, oh my God, don't. Ooh, almost took me there. Don't bring one around that just be under you so much. You can't move and she on your arm. She on your hip the whole time.
Type shit.
Cause your drunk auntie gonna call her out. Y'all wanna go in the bathroom and fuck real quick so you can let that man breathe? Like, hold on, auntie.
Like, not real shit though, auntie.
Yo, I've been to a million functions and I've never been able to pull that one off.
Facts though. Me neither. Bitch be looking at you like, you so thirsty. Oh my God. Damn. Yo, auntie and I'm here. Yo, mama and them, grandma, everybody. Like, shut up.
I never been able to pull it off. I don't know if it be the company I be bringing or if it's just, I don't know. Sneak away at the function sex?
No, I don't say the alternative. The alternative is that they break the rules for the niggas that they don't pose to break the rules for. That's the reality. They gonna go get in the kitchen for the nigga that they shouldn't go get in the kitchen for. That's what they gonna do. They gonna be at that nigga mama house, breaking all the rules. But meanwhile, while she in the kitchen, he texting this other bitch. Wish you was here.
Nah, niggas don't do that. Men don't cheat. Black men don't cheat, at least. Shit. I don't know any black men that cheat.
I see, that's what I'm not gonna do for them. I get on the women a lot too, but it is some fuck niggas out here, for sure. I can't even cap. It's low key both. Just like I say, it's not a lot of good women out here. It's not a lot of good niggas out here either.
Oh, you never talk that shit when you be in your pill bag. You never, when you be out here shaking that motherfucking pill bottle like a maraca, you never talk about the niggas.
It's purple pill wop dick, nigga.
Oh shit, he giving it up. He buy pill? Right. He buy pill?
I see dead people. Wop.
Let me chill before they start narratives and be like, hold on, that nigga said wop was mine. Hold on.
Whoa. Nah, man, no bullshit though. Like, it is some fuck niggas out here. I can't cap. Like, it's a lot of fuck niggas out here. And that's my whole thing. Like, you know what I'm saying? You just listen to niggas. Niggas don't have no substance behind them. All they do is say the same shit. The reality is that women wired wrong. A lot of niggas be wired wrong. You know what I'm saying? Women, they want the nigga that don't give a fuck because they need to be the victim. They need to have their, I stood by him and he did this story. They need that. You know what I'm saying? And niggas, a lot of niggas, they need to just fuck as many bitches as they can. Like, simply put. By all means. Whatever.
Conan the Conqueror ass niggas.
You know what I'm saying? Niggas don't even be having no real selection. Like, no type of, you know what I'm saying? They find any reason to fuck a bitch. Like, and that's, to me, that's just all that shit is in cahoots with each other. Like it just, it's why you see a lot of people really just with a motherfucker and they don't even know why they with a motherfucker. Motherfucker treating them like shit. And again, they be with these same type of niggas that just want to fuck bitches anyway. They don't really want no relationship. They just want relations.
Nah, niggas be trying to fuck the pain away.
Yeah, but niggas, a lot of niggas is fucked up though. But it's just a lot of niggas that still, that's, again, they either trying to fit into this bill because the where I'm at right now is like, yeah, I don't really want no relationship. But at the same time, like, I don't really want no, I still don't just fuck anything, you know what I'm saying? I never did that, no way, just off the strength. Like, I gotta genuinely be attracted to you. And when I tell women shit like, not to be on no cocky shit, but shorty, I'm like the realest nigga you gonna probably ever meet in your life. I be meaning that shit. And females be thinking I'm playing because a lot of niggas, of course, say that same shit. I'm the realest nigga on shit, I'm this and that, like, of course. But niggas don't be really real. A lot of niggas be fugazi as fuck.
I think that'd be the goal. Well, at least in the past, that's been the goal for me. Just teach a motherfucker something.
Nah, no doubt.
Just teach a motherfucker something. Like, hey, I'm gonna put you onto some good restaurants, some good music, some good ways to live life. Like, what you do with it is on you. Don't take a nigga to my restaurant, though. I know that's asking for a lot, and I know, like, shorties love taking niggas to a spot that another nigga put them on to, and, like, acting like she active, like she out here, put a nigga on to some music, be like, oh, yeah, I'm down. Like, you never heard this before? Bitch, you never heard this before.
Me. Before me.
I put you on.
Yeah.
Talking about you at day one.
But see, that's, I ain't gonna lie, like, some, you know, I say women be delusional. Like, I think I'm delusional some days, like, cause the shit I want from women. Like, like, I think I'm delusional as well. I don't think what I want is realistic. It's fucked up.
You do ask for a lot.
I really don't, though.
Yeah, you do. Shorty can't go outside.
I ain't say
if
that.
If Shorty go outside, she gotta have a hijab on.
I ain't say that, though.
What you say, Muslim WAP? What you say, Muslim WAP? You know we on episode 218. What did you say, brother? I got free time tomorrow. Don't make me go clip up 218 episodes of this shit that you've been up here talking.
So look. So look, I didn't say she can't go out, right? I'm just saying, like, I don't want my woman to, like, be a partier. Like, you know what I'm saying? I want her to be a homebody. I want her to want to be at home most of the time. Like, so again, it's not something I'm trying to coach her to do. It's something I just want natural for her to be. Like, she just enjoy being at the crib. And when she do go out, most of the time she wants to be in the presence of her man.
So you want a joint that's under you, that's living in your skin?
I didn't say that either. I'm not saying she can't have a life. Again, you can have a life being a homebody. Your house, being at home and making your house a home is the woman I want. Like, I want her to feel like home is sanctuary. You know what I'm saying? And I want my nigga to come home to his sanctuary. Like, that's how I want her to operate. Like, and granted, even if she got a career, I just still want that to be, like, on the forefront as much as her career. Because I believe you can do both. But I don't want the, like, the quote unquote, the social butterfly that just want to be in the scene all the time.
And, the Mixie John.
Yeah, you know.
The Mixie John. Cause you were old, you a young, old, retired nigga.
It ain't even that. I just know that's just not, to me, that's just somebody at the end of the day that can be like fair weather a lot of times. And it's that type of person, unfortunately, cause I'm not saying that she's outright, doing anything. It's still just hard to read when you move like that. The social butterfly is someone that everybody knows. And you know what I'm saying? Gots to kind of be like the lifes of the party, or even if she's not necessarily the life of the party, she still want to be seen. Like, she want to be known. I don't want that.
I need the adult version of the life of the party, which is a host.
That's cool. Like the host. I'm cool with that.
I need Shorty to be a host. Yeah, like that. Please host something at the crib. I'll pay for it. Mm-hmm. I'll help you set up. Mm-hmm. But host something at the crib, because I never got a DUI on the couch.
Facts.
I don't want to go nowhere. I was just telling young niggas this shit earlier, because young niggas was on the internet and the girls was talking, oh yeah, I want a nigga, me and my nigga need to go to the club and get a section and buy bottles. And I was like, God damn, like you just like the show of it. Mm-hmm. Because the section and bottles, even if it's singular bottle, the bottle 300, 400. In the real life store, that bottle probably don't cost more than $80, maybe $100. Let's just say the bottle costs $100.
It don't cost that, nigga.
I'm just being generous. Let's just say the bottle costs $100. You willing to go pay four times more just to be outside with it? Hey, bring outside to the crib. Call some people, get your homegirls. And if you do this enough, people will love coming to your crib for kickbacks. Exactly. Or a cookout or game night or whatever the fuck ever. And that money you saving, now we can go do some cool shit like, boom, check it, we going to Cancun. Boom, we going to Hawaii. Boom, we going to Miami real quick for the weekend. Just some impromptu shit. Orlando. But if you just want to be in the mix and you want to be, but at the same time, some of these people was in their mid-20s. So that's what it is for them right now. I'm old. That's not what it is for me. I did that shit to death. The last thing I want to be in is a club where they not getting naked.
But the difference, I think, for our age group, you know what I'm saying, even more so your age group, but... Got to let the world know we is not the same
age. No, thanks for that separation. Thanks for that segregation. Hey, this is the old nigga, and this is the I'm an old nigga at heart. Cause he an old nigga at heart. The minus, y'all hear his takes and y'all like, oh, I know this nigga old. He not. This nigga like 32. 33 Scottie Pippen ass nigga, but he an old nigga at heart.
Actually, I'm KD 3'5". Big.
Oh, that's even worse. Hey, get this nigga the fuck out of here for being 55 at 35.
Yeah, listen. All I'm saying is this, right?
Nigga got butterscotch in his house right now.
I want some butterscotch. I ain't had no butterscotch.
The cinnamon disc.
Ugh. In forever, bro. No, I'm serious. I ain't had no butterscotch in like 10 years, bro. No bullshit. I love butterscotch when I was shorty.
Because niggas ain't getting diabetes no more.
This is true. Thank God.
Niggas ain't getting diabetes no more. They just get COVID 3 or 4 times a month.
Facts, which is nothing more than the fucking code. But the thing is, right, for our age group, the club shit was cool because it was not this level of like violence, bro. Like, I'm gonna speak for my city. Club scenes can be very dangerous out here, bro.
It's yours.
In the vein of unaccountable women, I told y'all it's been a week for it. I woke up this morning to probably the worst news ever. And I'm going to say, before I get into this, I want y'all to know, Don't ever put me in any relationship in a song. Don't even put me in Boo Up in our podcast in no song. Because every time somebody get put in a song, that shit gets undone the messiest way fucking possible. Alicia Keys said some shit about Will and Jada and Unbreakable.
I'm ready.
She said some shit about finding love like Will and Jada, Black Love. Remy and Papoose was the sponsors for Black Love. These niggas was wearing Black Love fitted hats. Totally crazy. Last year, I feel like it was last year. This year been so long, that shit might have happened 2 weeks ago. But last year, it was alleged that Remy was dating Easy to Block Captain. Great battle rapper. She started her battle rap league and it was rumored that she was dating him. They got caught in like a Red Lobster together. And getting caught cheating over the Cheddar Bay biscuits doesn't sound like a vibe. It sounds fiscally responsible, but it don't sound like a vibe. But they got caught cheating. Papoose knocked Easy out, and there's no footage of this. Easy denied it. Rem never said shit. The coolest part about this is, you know, Easy is a battle rapper. So he's got to go out here and battle niggas on Remy's stage. And Remy's standing in the middle of his battle rap. And, like, niggas is dissing Remy and Papoose and Easy to his face. And he's still out here battling niggas. Didn't blink. Amazing professionalism. Because everything was at that time rumored. Well, this morning, I don't know if niggas is bored. I don't know if niggas is fed up. But Papoose gave us an Instagram post. And it reads, "While I was at home with my daughter last Christmas, this is where Remy Ma was. Now that I finally moved on, she's angry and making up lies. Hashtag narcissist. I told her we could divorce like adults. She refuses to do that because I wouldn't lie and say I didn't knock this chump out. I still got the messages of her begging me to lie about the knockout. But who cares? He didn't throw one punch back. Hashtag super soft. Pause. Last time I saw this chump, he was in fetal position. Everybody saw it. When I knocked him out, Remy Ma woke him up and went home with him for 4 days. 4 days and four nights, my nigga? After the knockout? That's crazy. I went home with my daughter. As you can see, she couldn't wait to lie about it again. Shaking my head. Hashtag narcissist. I did knock him out. Oh, excuse me. I didn't knock him out because he slept with my wife. I knocked him out because he shook my hand and then slept with my wife. Hashtag ex-wife. Hashtag narcissist. And the picture is a picture of somebody taking a picture off of a phone. So it looks like they're playing phone games, kind of like in each other's phones. But Easy to Block Captain is holding Reminisce in front of a Christmas tree with Christmas presents around it. And it's dated December 25th. Easy took to the internet early and he said, I didn't set up their Christmas tree. Easy to Block Captain is Muslim, so he's got a whole other batch of problems. But let's start with your thoughts, Boo Wop. Let's start with Wop.
I see dead people. Wop, 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 wop.
These hoes ain't loyal. I mean, bro. Shout out my nigga Papoose, man. Like, you know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, bro, a lot of niggas would have been gone after Remy got them years. A lot of niggas. I'm gonna go out on a limb. I'm gonna say about 95% of the niggas would have been gone.
How many years she get? Five?
Hell no, she got like eight.
Damn.
Yeah, about eight. 95% of the niggas would have been gone. Because 8 years is a long fucking time. It just is. Life is short. That is a long fucking time. Yet, when she came home, who was there waiting for her? Papoose. Here she is with the classic, you know, people grow apart and people, he should have grew apart from your ass years ago. Because who told you to do whatever the fuck you did do to go to jail? I don't even remember what she went to jail for, but who told you to do it? I didn't. I didn't tell you to do this. Now you're locked up. Now I got to raise our shorty.
You know, I'm usually never on your side, and I might not be on your side for this, but I do want to add a little context. During that bid, I saw a bunch of interviews with Remy, and whatever jail she was in, she could get, like, visiting day was every day. From like 8 to 5 type shit. She said Sun was up there every day when she first got locked for like the first year. And she was on some shit like, yo, you ain't gotta come here every day. And after the first year, the second year, he toned it down to like 3 days a week. I want y'all to know that's the craziest shit I ever heard in my life. Cause it was still like an hour, hour and a half away from the crib. But to be up there that frequent, like that young man was drowning in love.
Oh, we know. The dedication.
Now, I will say the signs were always there. When she got out of jail, they got a reality show, some Love and Hip Hop type shit. This nigga was begging for a baby. They had 2-3 kids. I think, I'm pretty sure they didn't have any children together. I think these were all like kids that they created outside of the relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And then they came together. So this nigga wanted a baby with her. They kids was low key, damn near grown at that time. If they wasn't grown then, they grown now. This nigga begged for a baby. Begged for a baby. She fought tooth and nail not to give this nigga the baby, bro. I'm sorry, Pap. Pap Smear. Papoose. Mr. Poos. I don't know what to call you. That's a red flag, brother. That's a red flag, brother. Amazing, brother. Like, if Shorty don't want to have your kids, you got bad DNA, you got sickle cell or something running your family. We never seen you with the hat off. Son deserved to get cheated on because he was sitting in a barber shop, in a barber's chair. With the oversized fitted on. I lie to you not, ladies and gentlemen. You can find the proof. It's on the internet. Dizzle doesn't forget. But the signs was there.
This nigga is.
This shit was a little bit forced.
How was it forced?
It was a little bit forced. Forcing the kid.
Forcing the kid,
OG. Cause he pushed the issue. She didn't want to have a kid. This nigga was begging her for a kid.
He can't want what he want.
No, he can want it. But as soon as I know that that's something that you don't want, now I got to reevaluate our relationship.
All right. Like, so this is my problem, right? If a nigga is study telling you he want a child and the such female, right, is seeing this is something he's adamant about, why don't she take the initiative to say, you know what, I don't want to do this no more because we don't want the same things.
Because it might not be that deep. It might just be, hey, this nigga got baby fever. Hey, this nigga was around somebody with a baby and this nigga think it's cool. I got dog fever. If I go to somebody's house and they got a dog, I'm going to want a dog. And then I'm going to go home. I'm going to sleep all night long without walking no fucking dog. And I'm going to wake up in the morning and be like, damn, I'm so glad I don't have a dog.
Well, you come to WAP house, you won't catch a dog cold. Ain't no dog here, but WAP.
Just WAP.
The only dog in this motherfucker. Man, look. I don't think that's the same thing, right? I think anytime, like you said, now, if a woman don't want your kid, that's not your woman. But the problem is, a woman don't say that. A woman, a lot of times, a woman be like, I don't think the time is right, or whatever. They don't flat out just say, hell no, I don't want no kid by you. You know what I'm saying? Whatever. Because again, women is weird. Because guess who seen what's under that hat? Remy. Remy know what's under there. She know. Ain't no way she don't know. Think he ain't never took the hat off in front of Remy? She know. But guess what she did? chose to lead that man on?
I don't think that's a lead on. When it comes down to kids, the person who wants the kids, they need to be the one that says, yo, this is a deal breaker for me.
Why?
Because they're the ones that don't that want the kid. It's their want.
Okay, but I'm saying though, the scenario being that women don't flat out say they don't want kids. They be like, the time is not right. I want to get this done. I don't think we need this. So that's what I'm saying. It's the manipulation. It's the lead on, because the reality is the woman probably knows she don't want a child by you. She probably do want kids, but just by not you.
I don't think she wanted kids. She ain't had, I mean, she had the one, but she ain't had none since. Okay. And I want to go back. I don't want to give these niggas ratings, but I'm going to have to go back to that season to see the emphatic no, or if it was a, hey, it's not the right time. I'm focused on my career. You know, hey, I'm a rapper. I can't just be a rapper pregnant, rapping the way that I rap. Like, I need to go back and see it. So I don't want to get hung up on that point. But they took us out the group chat after they stopped filming their reality TV shows. And they recently just put us back in the group chat. But it's some shit that happened in the middle, because I don't think that Remy Ma, Miss Reminisce, I don't think that she's that much of a fucking ingrate to not appreciate a nigga holding her down. He didn't just hold her down like, I'm taking care of your kids and my kids and taking care of the house while you in jail for 8 years. This nigga put his rap career down. It's money he said no to because I got to take care of the seeds. Like, that's a big deal. I don't think she would just say, you know what? You did a whole lot for me, but this nigga that looks very similar to you, he looks like the Philadelphia version of you. He looks like fucking Papoose mixed with a Sunni Muslim. And I don't think she just said, hey, I want to take this nigga that's the up-and-coming battle rapper, and that's it. Like, I'm pretty sure that they had some problems in the midst of all this, and we're just not seeing that. Actually, we're probably seeing the opposite. Remy Ma is pretty petty. She just posted some shit saying, tell the world that you like getting your asshole played in with your legs folded all the way back. That's wild.
Hey, welcome to the world is yours, where Dizzle loves to save the hoes. Listen, he just read a live quote from the bitch like this.
If anybody's wondering, it's blue. The cape is blue, alright?
It's blue!
It's blue and it's velvet.
Oh my, right? Life. I mean, he has a red shirt under it. Like, God damn.
Look, super save him.
Oh, my God.
Super save him.
Bro, listen, women, they're actresses, a lot of them. That's the truth, bro. They can play roles. They will play the role. She led this man on. I it's clear as day, bro. She led him on. She probably didn't really want him. But guess what? Women know, like, damn, this nigga really care about me. And low key, like, in a part of them, they probably like, they like you. You know what I'm saying? But women are easily, as just as they're great at manipulating shit, they easily to be manipulated. A lot of women. So, and they think it's niggas that be manipulating, but the reality it be they friends and family members and shit that be manipulating their ass, like, or social media that manipulates them. That's who, not they niggas, not the men. It's you know what I'm saying? Or the men that do manipulate them is the men that's really trying to manipulate their ass. Like, and they can't see it. It's not the nigga that's trying to be genuine with you. Like, women think that when you trying to be genuine with them, it's a con. you doing that. You know what I'm saying? It got to be something to that. Ain't no way you just this good of a nigga. It's a con. That's why a lot of women miss out on blessings. Because they think a nigga being too good to them is a fucking con.
Somebody once told you, if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is. Somebody told you that.
Yeah. But that's also can be a form of overthinking too, bro.
No, that's true. Overthinking probably kills more relationships than anything else.
Exactly. Like,
but here's the problem though. Here's the problem that I got. And I'm back being logical. I took the cape off. I folded it gently. I put it in the dry cleaner bag, y'all. We're going to press it up. If I got to get back into it for the rest of the pot, I'll pull the steamer out. Please. Why not get the divorce? And this is for both sides. Because he done moved on. He got a new joint. She a female boxer. She got a movie coming out. She knocking hoes out in real life.
She own that with Remy too right now.
Yeah, she, listen, that's what I'm saying. Why not get the divorce? And I know in some states you got to be separated for a year, living in a different place for a year, but none of this should even be a conversation. Hey, we can do this separation part in silence. Keep living your life the way you was living it that got you caught up. If you need to do a press release so people stop hitting you when they see me with the boxer lady, then do what you need to do. But I'm not giving this shit no more energy. But from what it reads, it don't sound like either of these niggas have started the divorce proceedings, which starts with separation. And it doesn't make any sense because I'm not finna go back and forth with a significant other, with a spouse on Beyonce's internet. I'm not finna do that, bro. I promise you I'm not. I'm not finna one up some shit and post a long paragraph about this and do that. And then she telling people I like my butt played with my ankles by my head, my legs akimbo. I'm not finna do that. Will and Jada took us out the group chat after she wrote a book and he wrote a book and they had a red table talk and they talked entanglements and she talked about Tupac every fucking week for 2 years. They finally took us out the group chat. Why are Remy and Papoose bringing us into their group chat?
Bro, because I ain't gonna lie. I was watching SportsCenter earlier. And, you know, I used to fuck with Stephen A. I mean, I still do because he's a black man. And I just still like to see black people winning. But at the same time, like some of the shit he do, I don't agree with it no more. Like, or the antics and all the extra shit. But still, he said some real shit, though. At the end of the day, like, a lot of this shit today, bro, we just got to accept for what it is. Like, I know I can come off as, like you said, or like she said, old or rigid or whatever may be the case. But the truth is, I do accept what's going on today. You know what I'm saying? Like, and that's the reality. Like, so, motherfucker like Remy and Papoose, when she get out of jail, money ain't great. Papoose ain't rapping. Ain't no, you know what I'm saying? Fat Joe numb ain't got no money. Like, it's fucked up out here. So what's the thing you can do in this trending society? Oh, you can join a reality TV show. Get a check. People ain't heard from you in years. Your story, blah, 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 is going to be some people want to be interested in too. You know what I'm saying? So, like, I get why they did what they did. Now, when you sign up for these things, to some point, even if it's scripted to a degree. A lot of it's still your real life. So it's going to be real moments on the show. And that shit going to get twisted. It's going to get, a lot of shit going to happen in the midst of you doing these things. So again, all this shit just tied into one. You don't see Jay-Z and Beyonce on these type of shows. Fuck what they do that for? You think you're going to just be able to have cable TV and watch Jay-Z and Beyonce? Don't work like that. If they
because they're on their network. They're not, they are thirsty for the bread.
Exactly. If they do it, you're going to pay premium bread to watch it. You're going to have to subscribe to something. You're not just going to be able to have Xfinity, DirecTV, whatever the fuck you got. You ain't just going to be able to watch it. And that's the reality. So that's the only thing I can like look at Papoose and be like, yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, when you do that route, you're putting the people in your business and you're putting the light on your relationship and on a different light too, as if it's not already one on it anyway. Because rather y'all not the most cracking people in the world at the moment, y'all still celebrities that got some type of name. So y'all relationship is going to be public. And it's just something you just got to accept today. You got to accept the fact that it really go down in these DMs. It do.
In these battle raps.
It go down in these battle raps.
I might catch a body. I ain't going to lie to you, brother. I might catch a body if some nigga that you brought around me as in any capacity, as an employee, as a gay bestie, as your fucking driver, your butler, your hairstylist, I don't care what capacity, what guise you brought this nigga to me as. If I find out you got his legs akimbo and you in his boots you get, nah, I might catch a body. Like, that might be that shit that got Andy Dufresne locked up. You feel me?
But see, I'm going to be the nigga. I'm going to actually be Andy Dufresne that actually did that shit. See, Andy Dufresne didn't do that.
Oh, yeah. He got drunk and went to the car. It was the other nigga. The
other nigga. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to smoke you. Because that's disrespectful as fuck. That's the problem, bro. And like, that's what scares me the most with women, bro. Because they do shit like that, bro. You cannot bring the side, bro. You cannot bring the side bitch around your bitch. You know you can't. Niggas know.
Niggas do it too.
No, they don't.
Niggas do it too. Niggas do. They be like, oh, that's my cousin.
Bro.
Oh, that's my twin. Hey, twin. Like, niggas do that.
Keep it 100, bro. The only way you can do that, bro, for real, bro, you really not fucking this bitch like this. Like you might have hit her before. You not actively hitting this bitch. There's no way you can bring an active bitch that you fucking around your bitch, bro. She's going to let this bitch know, bro. She's going to, it's in her blood to do it. There's no way. You not, bro. If you can do it, bro, if you can do it, by all means, bro, you either paying this bitch off or she just gonna shut the fuck up because she, you not fucking her right. Something ain't right with this situation, bro. There is no way you slaying a bitch, G, and then you like, you know what? I think it's a good idea to bring around my bitch. You
cheating is a rich man's sport, bro.
No.
Cheating is a rich man's sport. It is not free. It is not cheap. It's not for the weak.
It's always been cheap for me. It's very easy to cheat. These hoes is going. I'm serious, bro.
Listen, it's not.
It is. The problem is when you think you need to keep the side bitch. Like, that's the problem. So then it becomes expensive because then you start doing things to keep her. Like, oh, I want you to keep quiet and this and that. No, my side bitch going to keep quiet. And if she decides she need to make noise, I'm going to disappear.
You always got to keep them because...
Always got to keep them. It's,
you always have to keep them because if you don't keep them physically, you got to keep them on the payroll.
No, you don't.
I promise you, you do. Because she got all your text messages, the little video that you took, you getting your dick stuck in the car, when you said you was going to the gas station to put in your pick three numbers, that little video that you made, or that she made with her phone, guess what? That video still exists. And if you don't want her to find, because she knows your woman. I promise y'all out here listening to this podcast, if you have a young lady on the side, there is no way on earth she doesn't know who your woman is. She knows exactly who she is. She watches her TikToks.
That's cool. She probably
she made a burner Facebook page so she can watch her Facebook status.
But here's the thing though. If you only genuinely fuck with people who want to fuck with you, you don't have them problems.
Nah, because I'm still going to come down on hard times one day.
What you mean?
And when I come down on hard times, okay, and I hit you and I say I need a favor, mm-hmm, if you say no, mm-hmm, did you know I could burn your house down?
You can't.
Did you know I could burn your house down by showing your woman this tape? Yeah, this tape's 6 months old, but you going to have to deal with a 6 month old tape today.
I don't play those. Like, if you my side bitch, and I'm going to be very frank with you, like, you already know you my side bitch. You know I'm cheating because I'm not going to hide that part from you. Who are you again? You nobody. You don't cook me meals on the regular. You're nothing. But
we not talking scorned woman because you lied, and that's why she told your girl. We talking about she told your girl because you're not paying. That happens. Women extort niggas every day. You thinking extorting is just for gangsters?
No. I'm thinking extorting is for niggas who give you something to extort them over. There is not going to be no real text thread from WAP. There's not going to be no real... Like, you can send that to my bitch, too. That's cool. Ain't going to be no video. Like, the video shit, that's dead. I'm going to have a video. So, like, you not going to have no video.
I fucking wish I had a camera on me right now. This is like an episode of The Office. I'm looking at the camera that's filming my life. Mm. In confusion. I'm in a state of confusion. I'm no longer in the state of Virginia. I'm in a state of confusion.
Why is that?
Because it's that what you're talking about, there's no way that it can happen. It's something in a text thread. When we gonna link up? I miss you today. What's going on? Hey, you gonna drop that dick off? That dick was going crazy today. She's gonna say something like that in the text thread.
I'm cool on the text thread though, cause that's cool. That's enough incrimination, right? I'm not saying that at all. Like, I'm not saying she can't get you off of that, but that's the video.
But then it's the embarrassment. Shorty knows about me. Shorty knows where she can contact me. Hey, Shorty said that three Saturdays ago when you was at the fantasy football podcast, you was really getting your dick sucked behind Target. Like, that's the shit.
But here's the thing though. Like, I ain't never got caught that way, so I can't really testify to that. Cause see, that's why I say, like,
bless you, sir. Yeah, bless you.
Yeah, I'm not sloppy though, bro. That's what I mean. Like, a lot of niggas cheat. That's why I say, like, a lot of niggas cheat just to, I don't know why they cheat. Cause I ain't gonna say I don't know why. I think I know why. Like, I think niggas just believe they need to have exuberant amount of bodies under their belt. And I get it to some degree you do, but I always just been selective, bro. Like, I'm not fucking with nobody who not fucking with me. And I've always been truthful. Like, I ain't never been no nigga when I was cheating to tell the bitch that I'm cheating with that I don't got a bitch. I ain't never been that nigga. So, like, I think when you, because I just believe a lot of bitches be on the fuck anyway. Like, and I think a lot of bitches do respect the truth. They can't handle it, though. They can't, when you tell them, like, for real, like, yeah, this is what it is, like, they'll deal with it, but then, like, they'll start acting like you didn't tell them that shit from the jump, like, what it was. Like, I told you I hit a bitch, like, from the jump. You thought, because you, I'm sliding on you 2-3 times a week, whatever may be the case, you must not be fucking her. Like, I'm fucking her still. I like fucking you too, though. Like, it's like, why are we talking about her, though? Like you get to that, and then you, like, for me, I always get to once you done told them the truth, like I can't never keep a bitch, a sad bitch, probably no longer than 2-3 weeks, because I'm too truthful. Bitches want to be lied to.
Nah, it's not because you're too truthful. I'll tell you that right now. Yeah. Let me tell you, it's the fucking, you go out on a date night, she posts a joint on Facebook, date night with my man, and you there, goofy, with the sweater she bought you for Christmas that you hate, and it's a turtleneck sweater, so you look like a dickhead, and you rocking that bitch, and then she hits you the next day. So what you get into last night? Nothing, just chilling. You can even say chill my bitch. She finally took you out, huh? But it's just the little things. It's the little things. Cause she can see your girl shit. And women know how to piss other women off. It's not about you cheating. It's about shorty had access to me while you cheated. Shorty came and told me that you was cheating.
My side bitch don't get that much info, though.
They're all detectives. I haven't met a woman in my life that was not a detective. Well, no, I take that back. The one woman I met that wasn't a detective, she really didn't care. She didn't care at all. God bless that woman. So, I haven't met a woman yet besides her that wasn't a detective. They're all detectives.
That's true, but I'm still saying like, so just imagine. Like, a nigga like me, I know that. So, like, all my shit being just my social media and shit like that, like, you can't just search my name. You can't just, you know what I'm saying? You got to know. And then even that, you can't just go on my page and be like, oh, that's his bitch. And you can't do none of that shit.
They'll find a way. I knew a chick that made a fucking fake-ass hairstylist page.
Then I gotta accept it.
No. She made a fake ass hairstylist page and this girl accepted it. Or went and requested to follow the hairstylist page because she wanted to get her hair done for cheap in that area. And boom. Now your girl just gave me all the information I needed to know. All I had to do was throw the bait out there. Trust me, they're all detectives. They can all do this shit. It's amazing what these women can do. If they fucking put their skills to use for the use of good, the world would be a better place. We would have caught Luigi, the fucking United Healthcare killer, in fucking 20 minutes if it was a bunch of women on the job. Like, and that's just what it is. It's not about I want you and you with her. Nah, it's just boom, check it. I got something I can hold over your head. Like, why you on my bitch's Pinterest? At some point, you're not even fucking doing this shit. Like, you're interested in this bitch like you want to date her. Why you on my bitch Pinterest? Why, y'all not even interested in the same thing. That's why I liked you.
But once a bitch start doing that, bro, if you don't...
You'll never know.
But you ain't going to know when she... The exact moment she's starting to do it. But what I'm saying is that you will know, like, that's time. Like, once she start doing, that's the red flag. That's, for me, that's the red flag.
Nah, it always happens on some weird shit. Like, your girl will be like, I got a bunch of views on my TikTok. On my last TikTok video, I got a bunch of views on my last TikTok video. That's crazy. I got a bunch of likes. I don't even know this person. You know this person?
Well, you know what? Let me slow down, right? Cause see, and I hope you listening, boo. I miss you. But I was a good nigga to this last one. So like in this new technology, all this TikTok views and shit like that, like ain't no stalker bitches for me. Cause I'm not like, even if I had one, like again, I'm so, you feel me, so honest and through the door with a female, like I got a girl, whatever, like I'm not lying, bro. Like, you know what it is. You know what you getting yourself into. And I also know what I could potentially get myself into. I already know, like, you probably can't handle. You gonna say you can, because females love the dog. Niggas sitting here telling you I got a bitch. But I'll fuck the shit out of your little ass. Oh, bitch, how bitches be like, ooh. He's so bold, girl. He a dog. They love it. They love it. I got a girl. You probably got somebody you fucking with. I know that. I'm talking to you because you decent, shorty. I bet you got somebody you fucking with on the low. You don't swear you ain't. That's what they all say. I ain't talking to nobody. Talk to 20 old niggas a day. What they mean by they ain't talking to nobody, they literally mean they ain't fucking nobody. That's what they mean. But they got somebody that probably, it's a nigga, they got a nigga that's so thirsty, because these niggas is simps. A lot of these niggas is simps. He go $40 for your lunch today. Meanwhile, your ass eating a biggie bag. You just gave a bitch $40 though. What the fuck? Make it make sense.
You really speaking to my life right now. I don't know why you do that. I don't know why you do that. No, I wish niggas would stop shaming the 40 ball.
Well, I'm saying though, it's one thing if you give a bitch $40, at least make sure you got $40 to eat for yourself. That mean you got it like that. To me, like, I can't make sure a bitch eating better than me. And I ain't even hidden. Take time out. I can't do that unless you my bitch, period. Like, that's the only bitch I'm gonna be willing to sacrifice. Like, I don't really want this today. But babe, you know what I'm saying? This is what babe want. I'm gonna eat it. You my bitch at that point. Like, I'm locked in with you. I'm not finna bitch be like, oh, I'm really feeling some sushi. Nigga, I don't eat sushi. Bitch tell me she wants some sushi. She better call her other nigga. I don't eat that. And I ain't gonna even lie to you. Even if I cared enough to buy some a female that shit or buy her lunch or whatever she doing, I gotta have it like that where I can go eat as equal. Like, I just gotta have it like that. At the bare minimum, eat as equal. That's just bare minimum. I can eat like you anyway. I'm just doing that some player shit. Like, cause I got it like that. Like, I'm not doing that shit, man, bro. That's the problem. That's what I'm trying to tell you. That's the problem with these females, bro. They, it's a lot of these niggas out here tricking off on these females because at the end of the day, they just want to fuck. And I'm past that shit. I'm not on that. I ain't just trying to fuck. So, like, I am, but I ain't. I'm going to say it like that. I am, but I ain't. I'm trying to fuck too, but I'm not paying for it. I'm sorry.
I was about to say, so you in your get to know you era? Is that what you're doing? You asking motherfuckers about their birth charts?
Certain females, yeah, for sure. The ones I'm really interested in, yeah.
Let me find out. My nigga WAP, an astrologist. WAP.
I definitely don't do the Zodiac shit, but like, I'm still like, again, if I'm really trying to fuck with you, yeah, I'm trying to get to know you, because I probably will never all the way know you, because I don't think you will never know anybody for real, like, especially females, but like, they just change. They call it evolving. I'm no longer the same person I was 2-3 years ago, and they didn't do that shit till they damn near 60, bro. They just keep saying, I'm no longer this person. They just keep doing that shit to you, bro. It's always something with them. And my thing is, I'm not even saying that's wrong of them. My problem is women don't admit that they like this. That they wishy-washy as fuck. They indecisive as fuck. They never know what they want.
You're not wrong. You're not wrong there. You know, we've all asked the young lady if she know what she want to go eat. But I will say, number one, I don't even live like that. Like 40 ball. No, absolutely not. Where's your father, young lady? Do you know your dad? Like, nah, I ain't got that. Nobody even asked me for that except for my kid. Listen, it's tough out here, man. Fucking, I feel bad for Mr. Poos. Mr. Poos in the what was that fucking kid? Mr. Poos and the Half Steppers. Remy's gonna be the half stepper in this situation, because god damn,
she bogus, bro. She bogus.
Mr. Poos and the Big Steppers. It's been a tough week for y'all. Stay off the internet. Take us out the group chat. And remember,
it's yours.